Good morning, Audio Boo. This is the 9th of July, 2014. And it's just gone 10 o'clock in the morning. It's about 10 minutes after 10. I'm outside with Rosie, who looked like she wanted to go, but she's not doing anything. It's the morning after we had to make our dash into the shelter last night. About an hour after that, we decided to open up. We had our air conditioning on, but we decided that we shouldn't sleep with it on because we might have difficulty hearing, or at least it wouldn't be likely to wake, the air raid siren wouldn't be likely to wake us up if the place is closed up, because it wouldn't be that loud. I mean, I'm sure we would notice it if we were awake, but if we weren't awake, we may sleep through it, and we really didn't want to do that, so we decided we would turn off the air conditioning, open up, and given that the kindergarten and school here have, that means that there's an air raid siren right here, and so I don't think even the dead would sleep through the air raid siren going off in the middle of the night. Shortly after we opened up, we actually heard an explosion. Turns out that it was a missile of some sort landing in Hadera, which is maybe about 20 kilometres away. And there was no siren accompanying it, which concerns me a bit. But I have to say that the sound of the explosion, which was quite... I mean, it wasn't like it was really loud, because it wasn't. I mean, given the distance, surprised even heard. I'm sure it was really loud where it happened. But it was the quality of the explosion, and also you, like, felt it. I know, I think that did a little bit more to unnerve me even than having the sirens go off here, which was bad enough, to be fair. So, yeah. We're fine, we're safe. Obviously, there's been more missiles sent over Tel Aviv this morning, and they've been stopped. But Hadera is further north than we are, so if rockets can reach them, then they can reach us. We are currently not making any special plans, but we have made inquiries to find out how difficult it would be to change our travel plans. Or at least how expensive it would be. It wouldn't be that expensive, except for the fact that there would be, if there's a difference in the price of the tickets, obviously, and which there almost certainly would be at this point in time. And of course, there's all the procedural stuff with Rosie. I mean, I think we'd have to give it at least 24 hours notice to fly anywhere. Busy, Rosie. I'm trying to get Rosie to go to the toilet, because she seemed like she wanted to go, but she's not acting like she wants to go now. Not now. I'm not nowhere out here. It's really hard to know. Really? What we should do. Thanks to everyone for your messages of support. We've both received messages of support on Twitter and on Facebook and Audio Boo. May not have time to respond directly to every single one of you, but again, as with Snow earlier in the week, all your messages are being read, and we really, really appreciate them. We are seriously considering getting out earlier than we had planned. As plans stand at the moment, we're scheduled to leave in 2 weeks and 1 day, 15 days' time. But we could change our mind if we feel that it's worth the hassle and expense of getting out sooner. Certainly, if things continue like this, we may, simply because I'm worried that Nama may crack under the stress if we don't. I mean, we would have to, as I say, change our tickets, which would probably involve some, expense. We would have to work out where we were going to be during the intervening time. You know, all that stuff. But that's stuff that could be figured out. Rosie's paperwork too would need some work. Okay, come on, Rosie. You're not going to do anything. Come on. So, all this in mind at the moment. It's really hard to know. This is all new because we've never been in the firing line before. And it's really hard to know what kind of risk we're looking at here. I mean, there's lots of speculation, as you can imagine. But it's new for everybody because they've never shot weapons this far. So no one really knows how many of these weapons they have and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And the likelihood that one may actually hit. I mean, obviously one went to ground in Hedera, so obviously not all of them are being stopped. Anyway, that's where we are. And we'll keep you all informed of what's going on. If you are interested in keeping in touch with things, there's a few good resources you can look at. Both Haaretz, that's H-A-A-R-E-T-Z, and Times of Israel have live blogs. For people wanting, like, nitty-gritty information, they really are the best resources. They update them throughout the day. It's really quite detailed. I would venture to say that they are probably as good as consuming local media here. They go into a lot of detail. I'm using those. You can see stuff in the Haaretz app. And you can also see that the blog's online. I'm pretty sure that that the Haaretz blog is available without having to get a subscription. There's also I-24 News. They have good news stories on their website and in their app. And you can also actually listen to the coverage, or watch the coverage, I should say, on using the I-24 News app as well. And all that stuff. And of course, and there are all three of these are on Twitter as well. Haaretz Online is the English Haaretz, the Times of Israel, and I-24 News, _EN, I think it is. Something like that. Anyway, I'll press on, and we'll keep you in touch with what's going on. Bye.